Thank you all for coming here today. The title, this presentation is a part of one of my master's students' dissertations in soil science. And it's partial data still, so I will focus more on the general problem than on the data per se. Pastures are one of the major, both natural and planted pastures, are one of the major landforms, or land uses, better saying, overall in the world. About 25% of the earth, and about 70% of cultivable land. Brazil is one of the largest cattle growers in the world, and most of the meat production in Brazil is based on pastures. We have about 210 million hectares of native and planted pastures in Brazil. So it's a really large land area, and we really large effects on carbon cycling overall. Most of this area has management issues. Most of it is planted to Brachiaria species. It's an African grass, C4. And almost none of it receives nitrogen fertilizer, mostly to economical reasons. As such, if you are using, even if the export rate of nitrogen is low, there will be a loss of nitrogen on the system. And that will lead to a nitrogen-deprived system and lower productivity, which is commonly known in Brazil as pasture degradation. A lower forage, an increase in weed population, lower animal yield, and will tend to, over time, to let the pasture be lost and another pasture be retrieved or created from another system. Over time, that old pasture will regrow to a forest or a cerrado region, and the cycle will repeat. But during that time, we are losing the system, and we are increasing carbon loss to the atmosphere. So there is a major policy in Brazil to try to recover these pastures from the degraded state to a productive state, and thus not use native forests for recovering the area, for keeping a pasture area. That will have economical effects, and that will also have, or we hope that it will have, greenhouse gas effects. We can avoid the loss of carbon from stored pastures, from stored vegetation to the air, if we don't have to create new pastures to recover those. At the same time, as we all know, carbon soil is one of the major sinks, or major possible sinks, for the greenhouse effect. So with this policy of recovering these pastures, we aim to cover both sides at the same time. The traditional means to do that is to introduce forage legumes to the pasture. They will supply nitrogen, they will increase nutritive quality of the forage, but, and that's a major, but in the tropics, that's very harder, a lot harder than it is on the temperate zones. For a very simple reason, our grasses are C4, our legumes are C3. So the legumes are inherently less productive than the grasses. The management issues are really hard to balance that. And at the same time, to make the problem a bit worse, forage legumes tend to be preferred by the cattle. And as such, we have a double whammy. We have a lower productive species on any input we want to use, and which is preferred. That makes it for a very hard management issue on establishing these pastures. One possible way to do that is to use forage tree legumes. Management will be a lot easier. We will still supply nitrogen, and we hope the cattle will browse some of the legume and have the nutritive effects of nutrient, of higher protein content, to their feed. At the same time, we hope that we increase soil seed contents, and overall in time, other soil properties. In our region, we are studying two different species: Mimosa sesopinifolia, which is a native to the Brazilian Northeast legume tree, fast grower, large leader production. It has a good forage value, and it is known locally. And experiments in Portuguese, papers published in Portuguese mostly, to be a high nitrogen fixer. Another alternative is Gliricetes cypium, also a good nitrogen fixer, fast grower, has a deep root system, and is known to be drought tolerant. This drought tolerant aspect is very important for us. We are located in this area here, about 8 degrees south of the equator, and the rainfall is about 1200 millimeters a year, which is high, but at the same time the potential evapotranspiration is about 2000 millimeters a year. So it's high, but drought will happen from time to time. Average temperature, average humidity, and it's an agri-soil, a red-yellow agri-soil. Deep soil, low calcium content, not much of aluminium, acid pH, but not too acid. A very common type of soil overall in Brazil. We established 9 1-hectare plots. That's the pasture that's been used for grazing, in 3 replicates. One treatment is pure Brachiaria decumbens, and the other two are with grass legume mixers, with the legumes being planted in 2 double rows, 1 meter apart, half a meter between plants in the row, and 15 meters between the double rows. The pasture will have continuous pastures, but I'm not concerned. We will not show anything on the animal side here. I'm just showing a very tiny aspect of the soil side. I will leave the animal sides to my colleagues on the animal science department, which are also working on the same data. That's a representation of the area, and that's one of the pastures. And here there's a double row and the sampling exam. We started with a 0 point between the double rows and went up to the middle between double rows, between the lines, double lines, better saying, with sampling every 2 meters for the soil surface horizon 0 to 20 and every 4 meters to a deeper 1 meter deep soil core. We determined microbial biomass carbon, and the O wasn't, I just forgot the O there from the Portuguese, by irradiation extraction, standard procedure, soil basal respiration by incubation, again, standard traditional procedure, and the metabolic quotient between them as a measure of stress. Again, traditional data, very usual since the 60s and 70s, I believe. Both of them had higher microbial carbon contents, but non-significant in relation to the pure grass sessions. On the other hand, the metabolic quotient for the pure grass was higher than for the legumes, which seems to indicate that the system is more stressed and probably will lead to lower seed contents, lower microbial seed contents over time. This is a preliminary data. That's on the second year after establishment. We are still collecting data for the I hate when that happens. That's on the over before the winter season, before the rainy season. We have data for the second sampling after the rainy season, but my student did not finish the analysis yet, so I couldn't present that. We are also conducting natural abundance 13C analysis to see if the soil profile carbon is exchanging from legume, which was basically the previous C3 native grassland, shrubland, and what's happened with the C4 being introduced there with the brachiaria grass, to see if there is a change in composition, if the brachiaria being established is increasing the carbon in the soil. I would like to acknowledge our funders. All of them are Brazilian federal institutions, and the graduate research program of which this data is a part of. Thank you.